Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm David Knight. It's Monday, October 12, 2015. Here are our top stories.
Tonight, a huge protest underway in Berlin as 250,000 people march against the TTIP, a trade deal between the U.S. and the European Union that critics say will benefit the large corporations. Then, the UN says that Europe and the United States must take more refugees and get rid of sovereignty. Plus, an update on last week's attack against Doctors Without Borders in Afghanistan. The Pentagon says it will pay money to the victims' families, but will not provide details of the bombing. And a former intelligence analyst says what we've been saying all along. Political correctness is a manipulative tool for centralizing power. Yeah, you think? All that plus much more up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Well, today is Columbus Day, and we see a movement afoot to get rid of Columbus Day and replace it by Indigenous Peoples Day. Now, I'm not going to defend Christopher Columbus as an individual. We need to move beyond simplistic hagiographies. Every individual, every culture has good spots and dark spots. And that's one what we're going to look at today in this segment. We're going to look at both sides of this issue and see if there isn't a way that we can reach common ground on individual liberty. We're going to look at what the right says about, or conservatives, we should say, about Christopher Columbus. We're going to look at what Russell Means said about Christopher Columbus. And we're going to look at where they can find common ground. Because what we're seeing right now, throughout Europe and also in America, we're seeing multiculturalism, true multiculturalism, being destroyed in the name of multiculturalism. We're seeing a new kind of neo-colonialism that's being reenacted. We're seeing what quite possibly could be a transatlantic slave trade agreement that is similar to the transatlantic slave trade in its essence. Let's take a look at first at what's going on, the pushback against Columbus Day. Nine cities have abolished Columbus Day in favor of Indigenous Peoples Day. This is an article from RT. They say the City Council of Albuquerque, New Mexico, as well as many others, they say in those nine cities, eight of those cities passed resolutions in just the last 2 months. So this is something that's accelerating quite a bit. They noted 500 years of Indian resistance since the arrival of Christopher Columbus. Now, they try to say that this isn't an anti-Columbus Day, but it is a positive celebration of Indigenous people's culture. You know, it just happens to happen on Columbus Day. And they point out that there's been a long history here in the United States of colonialization, of genocide, of slavery. Well, you know, that was true before Europeans even came here. That's part of the issue. And I think we should remember what Russell Means said when he talked about, you know, we look at Indigenous people and everything. I consider myself to be a Native American. I have family that goes back for several hundred years that I would say I'm a Native American. And Russell Means was sensitive to that. He said, that's why I call it the American Indian Movement, to distinguish between the people who were here and the people who came as settlers. But I think we need to unify on something else. Let's look at what Russell Means said 8 years ago in 2007 on Columbus Day.
You know, you think that Hillary Clinton's going to save you? You think she's going to stop the war? This country is, his entire economics is totally based on the armed forces of the United States of America. You get rid of the armed forces. it all up, Democrats and Republicans.
Yes!
Yeah. Understand, you cannot have a country that champions individual liberty like your Constitution does. You cannot have individual liberty if you only have two political parties.
Right?
He said, why can we, a more civilized people, form a more perfect union when those savages to the north have formed a near-perfect union that has endured for centuries? Consequently, they wrote the Constitution of the United States and the amendments championing individual liberty.
Now, in that short clip, you heard Russell Means touch on a lot of different subjects. He talked about the futility of thinking that Hillary Clinton is going to be fundamentally different from the Republicans who were full out on war. And, of course, we've seen that Barack Obama has instituted his own wars, his drone assassinations, and on, attacking a hospital for 30 minutes this last weekend, and actually the weekend before last, but not being bothered to even investigate what went wrong. So it's futile to think that we're going to have a candidate from either of these two major parties. That's what he was talking about. That's going to push back against the military industrial complex. He also talked about the police state, but he focused on individual liberty. And that's where we can find common cause. Benjamin Franklin found common cause with the Indians in their Bill of Rights and in other structures that they had to keep power from being concentrated. That's where we need to focus. Now, in an essay, Russell Means had pointed out the futility of celebrating Columbus Day by saying when he was rescued by Indians, it presented a glorious opportunity. The cultures of Europe and of the Americas could have merged and the beauty of both races could have flourished. But although his own diaries indicated that he was greeted by the Indians with the most generous hospitality he had ever known, he immediately began the enslavement and the slaughter of the Indian peoples of the Caribbean island. And he points out, as detailed in the American Heritage magazine in October 76, Columbus personally oversaw the genocide of the Indian nation in what is now Haiti and the Dominican Republic. So you understand that it is a mixed bag. Certainly, we don't need to get tied up in defending Christopher Columbus. It really isn't important one way or the other what he did as a man. What we need to focus on is what we can find in both cultures that supports individual liberty, that supports true multiculturalism. And I mean that in the sense of tolerance, not using multiculturalism as a weapon. But look at the way the conservatives would look at this. Now, this is an article from New Republic. They talk about discovering Columbus's legacy. They point out in the New World, tribe after tribe, civilization after civilization rose to power, oppressed and enslaved its neighbors, only to be oppressed and enslaved itself as soon as a new power came onto the scene. So in this respect, the history of the New World is no different from the history of the Old World. And the Spanish and other Europeans were just the latest to rise to power over the inhabitants of the Americas. So you understand that what happened in America had already been going on with the Aztecs, the Incans, the Spanish when they came here were brutal in their colonialization. How do we rise above that? We rise above that by taking the best of what we've produced out of the last several hundred years. Things like the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Magna Carta. Those are the things, though, that are now being destroyed. And the way they're being destroyed is in the name of tolerance, in the name of multiculturalism. Look at this story from the Daily Caller. Former intelligence analyst says political correctness is a manipulative tool for centralizing power. Former intelligence analyst Stella Morabito said, if you push an agenda to centralize power, you need mass ignorance and you need effective propaganda. She says political correctness provides a semantic fog where manipulation can occur under the guise of being fair or non-discriminatory. And so what we see now is we see the shaming of people. We see bringing in a monolithic culture. It's gone full circle. The colonial people, powers of Europe are now being dissolved themselves. Again, being run by the same corporations. Not the same corporations, but similar corporations with similar methods. History doesn't repeat itself, but it certainly rhymes. We saw the mass enslavement, the destruction, the genocide of people who were in America, who were natives at the time. And now what we're seeing in Europe, we're seeing what used to be true multiculturalism. All these small countries with their own currency, their own culture, their own laws and government, all being subsumed into a monolithic instrument for the benefit of the corporations. And the way they're doing that is to install a new monolithic people, to bring those people in. That's what open borders are about, is establishing a new monolithic culture that can be more easily controlled to erase the people who are in place. That's what's happening right now. And a big part of that, of course, is the trade agreement. An insider says that the EU and the U.S. must take more refugees and get rid of sovereignty. This is an article from The New American. They say Peter Sutherland, the UN Special Representative of the Secretary General for International Migration, says that national sovereignty is an illusion, a mere shibboleth that must be done away with. Now, understand the word shibboleth. That came from a Jewish culture back in the Old Testament. They were talking about how people would not, some people that were from a certain area would not be able to say that word. And that's how they would identify the people that they wanted to let in and the people that they would destroy. A shibboleth essentially is a custom, a culture, something that distinguishes a people, something that is now no longer important. That is a shibboleth. Here's his full quote. He says, I will ask governments to cooperate, to recognize that sovereignty is an illusion, that sovereignty is an absolute illusion that has to be put behind us. The days of hiding behind borders and fences are long gone. We have to work together, cooperate together to make a better world. And that means taking on some of the old shibboleths, taking on some of the old historic memories and the images of our own country and recognizing that we're part of humankind. So what he's doing is he's selling the destruction, wholesale destruction of cultures, the wholesale destruction of the rule of law, of the ideas of individual liberty that have held these civilizations together, the best of what we have created. He's throwing that away. And what he's going to do is give us the worst of what we experienced in the past, historically. Look at what's going to happen with the TPP. This is an article that came out just last Friday. TPP to kill thousands by expanding monopoly power of drug companies. Kit Daniels, InfoWars.com pointed out that 3 years of market exclusivity for new forms and uses of old medicines is something that is going to be showing up in the new chapter of the TPP on intellectual property rights. Now, we've had Orrin Hatch, who I would say is not so much a senator as he is a pharmaceutical rep. That's what he represents, the big pharmaceutical companies. He criticized the TPP as it's in its so-called final form. He criticized the fact that patents went from 12 to 5 years. But what he didn't talk about is that there is this new thing that they have brought up, saying that if they discover a new use for a drug, they can extend it and get exclusive use of it for another 3 years. That might possibly be far more important than the 12-year thing that they have right now, the 12-year copyright trade agreement that they have right now. But you're not going to hear anything about that. You're going to see them wringing their hands about how they're taking a hit on copyrights when in reality they're extending copyrights. And as Kit points out, when you raise the price of drugs from a generic drug that might cost $70 per person to one that is under exclusive rights and make it $7,000 per person, 100 times greater, people are going to die. Now, Europeans are waking up to what's going on with the TTIP. Hundreds of thousands protested this deal in Berlin this last weekend. They say that locals, the people who held the rally, put the crowd at 250,000. The Berlin police said it was 100,000. They banged drums. They blew whistles. They held up posters that read, "Yes, we can stop TTIP." So hundreds of thousands of people are protesting in just one European city. Where are the American protests? Do Americans understand that this is about a lot more than just jobs versus trade? This is about erasing sovereignty. The 1-2 punch of open borders and these trade partnerships are going to destroy our nations. They're going to destroy the rule of law. Just as Russell Means said in his book, Where White Men Fear to Tread, he said, the American government has broken every treaty it ever made with the Indians. And he said, now they're breaking the treaty they made with you, white man, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. And we need to understand that these dictators that we're allowing to be created in our country are not going to be benevolent dictators. Look at this shooting of a hospital, for example. Now we have the Pentagon saying that they're going to pay families, but they still won't provide details of the hospital bombing. They won't say who was responsible, although they're assuming some financial responsibility. They insisted that they would pay money to the families. They would also work to make, quote unquote, appropriate payments, unquote, toward the repair of the hospital. Now, this is a hospital that, as we pointed out before, had treated in that area 20 to 25,000 patients. But, of course, it's being shut down now. People who are in this war zone are not going to be able to get any trauma therapy, but they're somehow going to make this all right by throwing money at it. The typical Washington Pentagon solution. They say this is something of an admission, as the Pentagon has previously expressed confidence that the whole thing was a quote-unquote mistake. This is from antiwar.com. They say U.S. rules of engagement in Afghanistan would not have permitted a strike against a protected civilian facility like the hospital. So therefore, it couldn't have happened because we have laws against that. Of course, the American government would never break international laws, just like they wouldn't break their own constitution or treaties that they made with the Indians. Look at this example. You think that that's bad? Maybe the next time they could do it with drones that nobody could detect. You know, drones that would give them some kind of plausible deniability. Drones that would self-destruct and melt after they'd accomplished their mission. You know, like Mission Impossible, where they say, after you've read the message, they blow the thing up. This is precisely what DARPA wants. They want drones that will vanish into thin air. And they even call it Project Icarus. You remember, you can see that picture there of the statue. They even name it after the Greek mythology, where you had the guy who made wings out of wax, and as he got too close to the sun, they melted and he fell to earth. That's precisely what they want to have happen. Now, this is an article from Popular Science, and of course, they always like to portray military technology in a very benign and beneficial way. So what they say is, DARPA envisions lightweight, cheap, and expendable single-use drones that can carry supplies to those in need. You know, supplies that they need, like bombs. That's exactly what this is, because understand that DARPA is about creating weapons. They hide behind this facade of saying that this is something that's going to be used for humanitarian purposes, but it's always about weapons. That's precisely what they're going to do. And as I point out, when the sun starts to come out, or within 4 hours of their mission, they will disappear. And even Popular Science says it makes the drones as much vampire as robots. Now, when we come back, we're going to look at the tools that they use to accomplish this. And we can see this in both the races for House Speaker and for the presidential race. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more crazed, more focused, less brain fog, more energy, more special reports, and it's because of Brain Force.
One of the worst things with most energy products is it's not sustainable, right? You're going to crash and going to feel really bad afterwards. This has a bunch of different antioxidants and compounds and polyphenols.
Everybody's on these drugs to knock their brain out because the brain's so fried.
We kept changing this formula over and over and over again until it became sort of a grand puzzle. For example, the L-theanine inside of it, that is activated by the different compounds in the yerba mate that we put inside of it as well. This just increases the compounds you already have.
This is what you're actually designed to run on.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a car will run on one form of junkie gas, but it runs really good on what it's designed for. You will find Brain Force, Survival Shield X2, and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
I know I can't hear you.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams a piece. It has 3 milligrams, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
Now, just as we were talking before we went to break about DARPA's Project Icarus, a project that would allow drones to vanish, to melt away, to disappear after they finish their mission, whether that's maybe something like an assassination that they don't want people to know about, or maybe a hospital bombing that they don't want people to know about. We have Julian Assange, who has been under house arrest in London because he exposed war crimes and atrocities through videos that were leaked by Manning. Manning went to jail. They've been trying to put Julian Assange in jail since then. For 3 years, they have surrounded him in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. They have spent over $15 million doing this, but now they have withdrawn police protection. This was something that many people believe was set up to punish him, accusing him of sexual assault and rape of two women. It looked like a honey trap to a lot of people who were watching what was going on. But nevertheless, they have now removed these officers. They say, though, that they are committed to executing the arrest warrant and presenting Julian Assange before the court. They vowed to deploy a number of overt and covert tactics to arrest him. That's precisely what we can expect. We can expect for whistleblowers who expose the crimes of government to be the ones who are arrested. And we can expect those who commit the crimes to go free. John Bowne has this report on how criminals are running our justice system.
In a private meeting, Attorney General Loretta Lynch told lawyers representing media organizations that the Justice Department will not send journalists to jail for doing their job, a commitment that previous Attorney General Eric Holder had made after the Obama administration charged more journalists and legitimate government whistleblowers with espionage than all other presidents combined since the passage of the 1917 Espionage Act.
You know, having good men in positions of power and authority who are willing to fight for what's right, that's a rare thing. That's a powerful thing. It's something that shapes our future in ways we don't even understand.
Whether it was targeting CIA whistleblower John Curacao for exposing the agency's torture program, seizing Associated Press phone records, prosecuting Chelsea Manning, or going after journalists James Risen and James Rosen, Holder undoubtedly oversaw the largest attack on the First Amendment in modern history.
We have always been, and we, I believe, continue to be, in too many ways, essentially a nation of cowards.
Holder, who was found to be the least popular politician in the United States according to a Hart research poll, was arguably the most criminal government official within the Obama administration. Among his many crimes, a select few have remained at center stage.
Well, Daryl Issa, the congressman, has told Eric Holder, admit you knew admit you lied, because now they've got the emails, the witnesses that Holder was running the ATF, the FBI, the DEA, and four other agencies in not only ATF ordering gun shops to sell guns, but two ATF agents that were coming in and selling them to Mexican drug cartels. Now a top CBS News reporter says the White House screamed and swore at her over Fast and Furious, and that they're actually panicking over the fact that this could bring down this mafia White House. Celica Steele, who's in federal prison for selling a couple shotguns, he's a former DEA agent, retired school teacher. They set him up. 6 years ago on my show, he told me that Sinaloa was allowed to ship drugs in the United States, and that Los Zetas, that was trained at Fort Benning, Georgia, Mexican commandos, were going to have a fake defection to the drug cartels, but really it was a covert secret war against other cartels not laundering their money through the proper Mexican and U.S. banks. That's how I knew 2.5 years ago when Holder, the Attorney General, started demonizing the Second Amendment and saying we've got to restrict gun ownership because of the problems in Mexico. I knew from Celi and others that they were already, even before Obama got in office, shipping guns into Mexico and drugs back in. Here are some of the headlines. Operation Fast and Furious is just the tip of the iceberg. There's the head of the Sinaloa cartel, number two in command, but the head of the U.S. operation. And the feds have now come into court and said it's true, he worked for us. National security has been declared. Here it is from over a month ago. Documents Fed allegedly allowed Sinaloa cartel to move cocaine to the U.S. for information. That's now since been confirmed in federal court. The feds have declared national security. So the Sinaloa was hired to knock out competition. They were laundering their money through the proper banks. Here's another one. Taxpayers paid for Fast and Furious plan to arm Sinaloa drug cartel. So again, it's not just guns directly shipped by ATF to Sinaloa. Sinaloa has been confirmed to be allowed, they're the main cartel along the Texas-Mexico border, to bring in around half of the $500 billion a year in drug money. The rest of the story is this is like Iran-Contra with the Reagan administration shipping guns down to Central and South America to drug cartels to knock out their competition and then ship the cocaine into the U.S. Business has always stayed the same.
Eric Holder, who has publicly stated his desire to brainwash the public to think negatively about gun ownership.
And what we need to do is change the way in which people think about guns, especially young people. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Attorney General Lynch is following the modus operandi of her predecessor to a T. She has done absolutely nothing to investigate the executives at HSBC for laundering cartel drug money. In the words of former Senate investigator Jack Bloom, they took every imaginable form of illegal and illicit business. Despite the bank's involvement in the largest terrorism and drug money laundering case in U.S. history, Holder had refused to prosecute any of the HSBC executives. And according to Holder, the economy would have suffered if any of the bank's leaders faced punishment. Holder had also refused to prosecute any Wall Street CEOs for their role in the country's financial crisis. Holder's career will go down as possibly the most criminal ever executed by an attorney general of the United States. The fact that Loretta Lynch had to assure the American people that she would not arrest journalists when we already have a First Amendment granting that protection is a red flag. Criminals still run the United States Department of Justice. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
You know, it's not only whistleblowers that they come after, but of course, it's also journalists who expose things. And I saw an article this last weekend from Daily Mail. It was just a kind of a local interest story. It was two Florida teenagers who were killed in a high-speed car crash. But when I looked at the pictures and when I read the article, it was exactly the same Mercedes that Michael Hastings supposedly died in a fiery crash. But I want you to take a look at these pictures. We are told that this car was traveling at a very high rate of speed at 5 a.m. in the morning and that it hit a tree and the tree cut it in half, sending the pieces everywhere. You can see these pictures that you're looking at right now. Do you notice any fire? Do you notice the engine being ejected? 100 feet down the road at a right angle to the impact? See, that's what clued us in from the very beginning, that that story was a false story about Michael Hastings' car bomb fire. And that's precisely what I believe it was. I believe it was a combination, perhaps, of a hijacking, making the car go at a high speed. But if that car were to have hit that tree, if that was the cause of the explosion, it would have captured the engine, not ejected it at a right angle. And we can see the pictures of Michael Hastings' car. And understand, both of these are Mercedes. There's a C250 and a C350. It's exactly the same C-body sedan from Mercedes, the difference being the size of the engine. One is a turbo four-cylinder. The other one is a six-cylinder engine. So the engine size is the only thing that's different about that. But if you look at the Michael Hastings pictures, you can see that the front end of the car is only slightly impacted in the supposed collision with the tree. The rear end of the car, where the fuel tank is, where you would expect to see it completely compromised and crushed if there was an immediate explosion due to fuel, that is essentially intact. The area where the driver was, where Michael Hastings was, that is melted, that is destroyed, and that's in between those two extremes. So it doesn't look like that's precisely what happened. But we were told at the time we were just conspiracy theorists. We were told at the time nobody could hack it, and we were told that the government would never assassinate somebody that was going to expose them. Stay with us. We're going to be right back.
An American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
I'm running for president. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion. I'm hitting the road to earn your vote, and I hope you'll join me on this journey.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives
gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
There's always a question as to whether or not we're winning or losing. And of course, we're winning with some people. Other people still haven't woken up. But it looks like there have been a couple of major changes for both DuPont and Monsanto, the people who've been selling us for decades on the idea of better living through chemistry, except their chemistry tends to be kind of deadly. We have an article on InfoWars.com. DuPont is found liable in a Teflon toxin trial. They say strategically we never dreamed we'd win this case. The jury has found DuPont liable for negligence and awarded a lady $1.6 million. They say that she developed kidney cancer after drinking water contaminated with a chemical that was formerly used to make Teflon. Now, you have to understand that, and of course there's a lot of these lawsuits, they say, that are down in the pipeline. Understand many people are very concerned about the health effects of Teflon coating itself. It's used with created with very toxic chemicals. And even though it's very easy to clean up, the issue is that you can very easily scratch it off if you use metal utensils. We all know that. What happens to that Teflon if you scrape it off into your food and ingest it? Does it give you perhaps the kinds of results that this jury has found in this particular case, kidney cancer or other issues? And that's the thing that we're so concerned about. It's one of the reasons people are concerned about genetic modification of food and things like Roundup that has found its way not only onto our food, but thanks to Monsanto into our food in some cases, systemically putting these pesticides into the foods with genetic modification, as well as glyphosate finding its way into the water supply. If you're not on a city water supply where they add fluoride to your water and there's no control over the amounts of fluoride that you're going to get, understand, even if you think fluoride is safe and effective, you can't measure how much someone is going to get by dumping it in the water supply. And you're also, even if it was uniform, you're going to be giving the same amount of fluoride to an infant that you give to a full-grown male. It's absolutely insane. But, of course, we have glyphosate in the water supply if you're not on a city water supply. If you've got a well, you're probably out somewhere where there's a rural environment, and the glyphosate that the farmers are using on their crops is finding its way into the water supply there. The good news is that many people are getting the message about the potential hazards of genetic modification. Monsanto is now cutting 2,600 jobs as GMO seed sales are falling in America and Europe and elsewhere. This is an article by Anthony Gucciardi on InfoWars.com. He says it's not looking too good for everyone's favorite GMO seed giant. With sales figures crashing down, Monsanto has announced a plan to cut 2,600 jobs. That's about 11.6% of their workforce. He says it isn't the first time Monsanto has experienced a serious slump in sales, and we've seen a serious decline in sales for both Monsanto and McDonald's as people are concerned about the way and the content of their food. And he says, better yet, maybe Monsanto's deep ties with the U.S. government shouldn't have threatened trade wars with other nations that would dare to oppose their GMOs. It's all in the Guardian report about the 2007 WikiLeaks revelations surrounding Monsanto. But understand that it isn't just trade wars that they've threatened in the past. This is going to be integrated into these trade agreements, transatlantic, transpacific agreements. We've seen GMOs and we've seen glyphosates banned in several countries. We've seen many countries requiring labeling for GMOs. So what they're going to do is they're going to move it to the national and to the international level. We saw that in America with the DARC Act. They called it the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act, where they hide dangerous ingredients by telling you you can't say whether they're in the food or not. That's the amazing way that they're doing this. And, of course, that's unconstitutional to dictate that to the states. So they're going to come up with an unconstitutional treaty. And to give you an example of how pervasive this is, not only is it Monsanto has 400 million acres, 400 million acres under cultivation of GMO seeds. That is four times the size of the state of California. So it's good news when we see that their stock is going down by 25% because of slumping sales. It's good when we see that they are pulling back. But then there's other areas that the public still hasn't woken up to. Even as we see many of the harmful effects, as is being pointed out by the World Health Organization that is concerned about glyphosates and other issues, even as that is entering the public consciousness, people are still accepting genetic modification in the hopes that is going to bring them some kind of a miraculous health cure or eternal life. Look at this article. Deleting genes could boost lifespan by 60%, say scientists. You know, because you've got all that junk DNA. We've heard that phrase before. One of the things that was pretty ridiculous, junk DNA. But now they're saying that they have identified 238 genes that, when silenced, increase the lifespan of yeast cells. And they say that since many of these genes are present in mammals, like humans, they think that maybe if they switch these off, we might live a lot longer. Are you ready to take that chance? Are you ready to take that gamble? Do you really trust these people? Don't we need to take a slower approach to this? Don't we need to have informed consent? I mean, that's essentially what we're looking at. Whether you agree with genetic modification of corn, or whether you agree with putting pesticides, harmful pesticides, on your food or inside of your food with genetic modification, still, people need to be informed as to what's in their food. They need to be able to look at the studies, make the determination themselves. And that's precisely what we want people to do. We want people to look at this and be very, very, very skeptical about scientists who say that they're going to increase your lifespan by 60% by arbitrarily switching genes on and off. One of the things they mentioned in this article is that calorie restriction has been known to extend lifespan for a long time. Those are the types of things that we can do. But when we go in and we start altering things that clearly we don't understand, it wasn't that long ago that they said most of the DNA was junk DNA. They've now moved back off of that position. But when we start to do that and start to mess with things that we don't fully understand, that's when we're getting into really dangerous territory. That's when we need to have the option to opt out of medical treatments or to know what's in our food and opt out of that at the grocery store. Now, yesterday, Alex Jones interviewed on the radio show Leo Zagami. He claims that an insider has told him that Pope Francis will resign after his visit to Argentina next year in 2016 because he says he has fulfilled his role to help establish the global New World Order. Here's that report.
This really shows that they want to call questioning authority a conspiracy theory. That doesn't work anymore. So how is it going for Pope Francis? Is it going well? Is it going bad? What's the next big shoe to drop?
I'm giving you a word scoop. You are about to hear a word scoop. The Pope will resign next year after his visit to Argentina.
Okay, that's big, because 2 years before the scandal started 5 years ago, you said a Jesuit pope would take over and mentioned two men, one of them this pope, and said they'd use the pedophile scandal to take over. That then came out in mainstream news. So you've been proven right many times. You're saying world scoop. Are you predicting this from the tea leaves, or do you have inside sources?
No. This is inside sources, two different inside sources, one from the Secretary of State of the Vatican, the other one from the Knights of the Holy Sepulchre, saying that the Pope will use the visit to his home place, I mean, Argentina, to make this announcement, in a way preparing the way for his coming back to Argentina, because apparently he doesn't want to reside after in Castel Gandolf or in the Vatican. He wants to simply retire in Argentina. I was said that during his visit that he will do next year in South America, which will include, I think, Chile, Argentina and Peru, he will basically, this will happen approximately, I think, in July of next year, but I mean, just when he goes to Argentina, which as we know, he comes from there, he will announce that he will resign. So, I mean, this has been confirmed by two different sources within the Vatican. I went especially to Rome to hear in closed doors what they had to say to me. I believe these sources are credible because one is a personal knight of the Pope. The other one works together with the I mean, I think that this information is pretty correct. It seems like when I asked them why is the Pope resigning, he said he has accomplished his mission for the New World Order. From 2016, the New World Order at that point is already in a process, you know, is already launched itself with 2030, with the whole thing we have seen, just with the Pope going to the US and everything else. So it seems like he has done his job and then he wants to retire. That's, I mean, it's very hard for him. We saw how fatigued he was when he was in Philadelphia. I mean, he was really going along with this leg, very much in pain. So he's really working for the New World Order until he is capable, and then he will.
Because
resign.
It's about removing the power of the Pope and the Catholic Church. Yes. It's about whether it was good or bad. It's about seeding it out to the globalists, bringing it down, breaking it down, breaking its will, using different cults, different secret groups to take it over. Clearly, that's what's happened. I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com.
And why wearing a Hillary for President t-shirt might get you punched in the face.
They thought it said Hillary for President. He said, I was seconds away from sending my bar back over here to punch you in the face. Since you're wearing a Hillary for Prison shirt, you don't have to buy drinks here. Everything's on the house.
Hillary for President!
Hillary's not surging, I tell you that. They're not saying that. They're not saying that. Thank you.
Donald Trump endorses Hillary for Prison. Get your Hillary for Prison 2016 t-shirt at the InfoWars store. And on the back it says, legalize freedom. Show your disapproval of Hillary by buying your t-shirt today.
But what she's done is criminal.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
In The Matrix, Neo is offered a choice between a red pill and a blue pill. And you know, every time we have a major election, we're offered the choice of the red pill or the blue pill, the Republicans or the Democrats. Nevertheless, we never wake up to the false promises behind those two things. And I want to talk about both the House Speaker race as well as the presidential race. The first Democrat debate, of course, will be tomorrow night. It'll begin about halfway through our normal nightly news broadcast. We will stay with it through the entire 2 hours along with our commentary as we did during the money bomb. But I want to focus first on what's going on with the House race, because we know that Speaker Boehner is being pressured out by those in the party that are dissatisfied with the fact that he's governed exactly like the Democrats. And they had an election that was going to start. Nevertheless, when Boehner's handpicked candidate bowed out, even though there were two other candidates, they just suspended the election. Does that give you an idea about how the House is really being run all the time? Isn't that a problem that both Democrats and Republicans should have a problem with? regardless of their philosophy, do they really want this kind of a dictatorship? And of course, the elections will not resume until there is another candidate that is suitable to Boehner. It's not going to be an election. It's going to be a selection. And the person that he is trying to get to run is now Paul Ryan. Of course, we're told that Paul Ryan is very reluctant. He really doesn't want to do it. He's having his arm twisted. But, you know, maybe for the greater good, he'll jump into the race. You need to understand how they're gaming this, but you also need to understand where he's coming from. Not only John Boehner, but Kevin McCarthy and the person that he replaced as number two, Eric Cantor, they're all on the same page with this global agenda, a global agenda of open borders, of Obamacare that was part of it. You know, this is Paul Ryan was the vice presidential candidate for Mitt Romney. Regardless of whether Romney had won or whether Obama won, we were going to get the same prescription of open borders, of Obamacare, and this is what we're having now with these trade agreements. Look at what Paul Ryan did just a few months ago. Here's an article from Breitbart. Paul Ryan's Pelosi-esque Obama trade moment. It's declassified, and it's made public once it's agreed to. Remember, she said, we're going to have to pass it to find out what's in it when she's talking about Obamacare. And so when he's talking about what the conservatives like to call Obama trade, and I don't like that name, by the way, we shouldn't say that this is Obama trade. This is global governance. It's not about trade, and it is not coming simply from Obama. This is something that Republicans want just as badly, if not more so, than Obama. So don't call it Obama trade. Understand, this is global governance. That's what Senator Sessions told us when he looked at the plan in detail. And we need to understand the contempt that they hold the public with. Now, this is Senator Representative Pete Sessions, not Senator Sessions, but Pete Sessions, a congressman who supports the global governance treaties. And he said this. He says, I've watched you, talking to Paul Ryan, I've watched you do this and working with us, whether it's a request from the U.S. Senate that it was done on a bipartisan basis, or whether it be one of our members. You've talked about all these issues, foreign policy, dispute resolution, climate change, sovereignty, immigration, currency, transparency, fast-tracked, and presidential power. You know what? That pretty much sums up what this globalist agreement that we're not allowed to see, even a week after it's supposedly finalized, we still can't see it, but it hits all of those things. It hits dispute resolution. In other words, making the corporations the same level as government or higher than government, climate change, sovereignty, open borders, all of this. And then at the end of that compliment that he got from Representative Pete Sessions, Paul Ryan says, oh, by the way, TPA, that's the Trade Promotion Authority, that's the fast track. He says, it's declassified and made public once it's agreed to. Well, he said that about 4 months ago. Now they have finalized it. We still are not allowed to see what's in it. But one of the things that's in it that really rankles conservatives is the open borders possibility of the trade and services agreement. Because understand that when they created fast track, when they took the Senate out of the process, the constitutional process for passing treaties, when they streamline this, when they set this up without any amendments, it's not just going to be the Trans-Pacific Partnership. It's not just going to be the Transatlantic Partnership. It's also the Trade and Services Agreement and many other things that can come down the pike for years. They've given it a 6-year window, so this president and the next will be able to essentially re-alter our entire sovereignty, our trade, many different aspects by executive order. But the thing that the conservatives are focusing on, of course, is a trade and services agreement. And this essentially allows the president, in the name of service agreements, to open up the borders for vast immigration. Another article from Breitbart says that Numbers USA president says that Paul Ryan is terrifying. He says the open border seeps out of every pore of his being. And they go through a long history that he has had, going back to the mid-1990s when he worked to water down strict immigration limits in a bill, or when he was a staffer and worked for Jack Kemp and Sam Brownback. Both of them were a part of the Republicans' pro-immigration wing. Then as a congressman, he voted in 2002 for legalization. He praised the 2006 Senate immigration bill backed by Bush. He co-sponsored a 2009 Democrat bill that would have legalized immigrant farm workers. So he is supported by Luis Guterres, Mr. Amnesty. He is part of the global governance cabal that rules the top of both of these parties. You need to understand that. Open borders and so-called open trade, that is all about erasing national sovereignty, just as we pointed out at the beginning of the show. There really is no difference between the Republicans and the Democrat leadership. We have an opportunity right now. If you get involved, you can perhaps get somebody in with the House Freedom Caucus. They are working together trying to get a real conservative, a real alternative to this kind of leadership that we've seen from both Republicans and Democrats. But there really isn't much difference at this point between the leadership of the two parties. And they're incredibly phony. You know, there's this article that came out on Rolling Stone just a couple of days ago. There is no real Hillary Clinton. And they talked about how she just announced her opposition to the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And they said, well, you know, she's also said that she opposes it just like she says she opposed NAFTA, even though her husband passed it. And she and Barack Obama campaigned against it, and then they proceeded to do nothing at all about it. She's also said that she opposes the Keystone Pipeline. And yet, in the Obama administration, her State Department and Hillary Clinton were the only ones on the Democrat side who were championing the Keystone Pipeline. I oppose it not on environmental reasons, but because it sets up a transnational corporation, giving them the powers of eminent domain to take the farmlands of people that they're going to run this thing through. That's the connecting backbone between all this, the common thread that ties all this together. The fact that she works for the people who want a globalist crony capitalism. And so they say that Hillary Clinton reinvents herself constantly. As Rolling Stones put it, to the casual observer, Hillary Clinton has been refit, redesigned, and rolled out as many times as the rumors dogging her for 20 years. It's absolutely innovating. People aren't meant to be relaunched as often as phones. And they say the more you begin sentences with, to be perfectly honest, the more it sounds like everything else you're saying is a lie. Now, today on the Drudge Report, they had a picture at the top. Drudge put a picture of Hillary Clinton, and she says, I'm really not even a human being. And, of course, this was a video interview that she had where she was saying, actually, I'm just a robot, joking about that, trying to sound more human by saying that she's a robot. You know, she's not artificial intelligence. She's just artificial. That's her biggest problem coming up into the debates. But it looks like she's pretty much rubbed this off on her daughter. Look at this video yesterday.
Has your mother ever told you that you're the daughter of Webb Hubble and not Bill Clinton?
I am so proud to be my parents' daughter.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
One more quick question about this book right here.
Sure.
You say it's targeted towards teenage girls?
It's targeted actually to kids, girls and boys.
Would you say that Bill Clinton also targets teenage girls except for sexual reasons?
I would say my book is really resonating with kids.
So it should be interesting tomorrow night to see if she can come across as a real person. We know that NBC has been doing their best to try to make her look human. Saturday Night Live did an extended spot with her trying to humanize Hillary Clinton. But we'll see what happens tomorrow night in the debates. And we're going to be covering that, as I mentioned at the beginning of the segment, here on the nightly news. Our first half hour will be news, and then we will jump into the debates and cover that for the next 2 hours with our comments. Of course, they are desperate for someone else. Maybe Joe Biden will announce during the debates. Maybe he'll announce immediately after in order to steal their thunder. We'll see what happens with that. Join us again tomorrow night for that debate as well as the nightly news. And if you're not a supporter of Prison Planet TV, please become a supporter. Your subscription helps to pay for this operation, helps us to get this out, and you can get the nightly news every night as it happens. But again, join us tomorrow night, and we'll have an extended coverage of the Democrat Party's first debate.
Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams apiece. It has 3 milligram, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these And it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.